lied and told Mom I accidentally threw sand at my brother. I just didn't want to get in trouble.
I'm sorry to hear that. It just doesn't fit with your new life in Jesus. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. As always, my name is Zach. I've really been enjoying my flowers this year, but it was a lot of work to get my garden ready. I had to dig out the weeds from last year to make room for all my new flowers to grow. Becoming a Christian is a little bit like that. The weeds of sin don't belong in your new life with Jesus. Instead, you should ask Him to help you grow the flowers of His love in your life. Colossians 3, 9 and 10 puts it like this, "You have taken off those old clothes. Now you are wearing a new life." Our story for today is called New Clothes. Camden and Callie grinned at each other as Mom pulled the car up to the sandy shores of the lake. They grabbed their shovels, raced to the edge of the sparkling water, and began to create castles with deep moats in the sand. Suddenly, Camden cried out in pain and covered his eyes. "What's the matter, sweetie?" Mom asked. Camden pointed an accusatory finger at his sister. "Callie threw sand in my eyes on purpose." Mom carefully rinsed out Camden's eyes with clean water. "Thanks, Mom." Camden hurried off to jump into the beckoning water. "Callie, could you please come here?" Callie put her pink shovel down and plopped down next to Mom with a sigh. "What just happened with your brother?" Mom asked. "Well, I think he got upset because I accidentally threw sand at him." Mom's eyes widened. "Accidentally?" "Yep." "Is that what you would tell Jesus?" Mom asked softly. Callie looked down. "No, I did throw the sand at him on purpose. I was mad because he started digging next to my castle's moat and it crumbled. I'm sorry, Mom. I didn't want to tell the truth and get in trouble."
"Callie, you belong to Jesus, right?"
Callie smiled wide.
"Yes, I do.
Do you remember those verses in Colossians you memorized a few weeks ago? The ones about not lying to each other because we've been made new in Jesus?" Mom nodded.
"Because we belong to Jesus, we have taken off our old selves, just like you'll take off your sandy beach clothes later. You won't put their dirty ones back on again tomorrow, will you?"
Callie wrinkled her nose.
"No, I'll put on new clothes." She sighed.
"I see what you mean, Mom. I'm not the same person I used to be. I belong to Jesus now, so I need to put on the new life He's given me and trust Him to help me be like Him."
Mom smiled.
"Exactly. Now, don't you think you should go apologize to your brother?"
Callie jumped up.
"Yes, and the next time I want to tell a lie, I'll remember to put on God's truth instead. I don't like dirty clothes."
So how about you? Do you belong to Jesus? If so, He's forgiven your sin and made you a new person. That means it's time to take off your old sinful habits and put on the new life He's given you. You'll still feel the urge at times to lie or do other things that are wrong, but you don't have to do those things anymore. Instead, embrace who you are in Jesus by speaking the truth and doing what's right. Our key verses for today are Colossians 3, verses 9 and 10.
"You have taken off those old clothes. Now you are wearing a new life."
And our key thought for Sunday, put on your new life.
If Keys for Kids is helping you grow closer to God now, what will you do as a teenager? Try reading our Unlocked Teen Devotional. Sign up for a free subscription at unlocked.org/subscribe. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.